We are talking today with the founder of Sustain Credits. Mahazan Gunawardena, or simply Lanx, is the founder of Sustain Credits. He wants to create a currency to heal the world. The healing will be done by Earth doctors, who will not only be collecting plastic from the environment, but also planting tree or doing some action to reduce the pressure we're putting on the planet. The funding comes from the marketing or environmental budgets of large and small corporations. There's a lot to do, but Lanx has a background in business and has the know-how and determination to overcome the challenges. Have a listen to the interview, see what you think. How are you today? Having a good day?
Yeah, very early in the morning.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm based in London.
What part?
In Kensington High Street.
Okay.
So it's quite central. And if you can see my screen, I've got a slightly different camera set up, and I've got like one camera pointed outside the window so you can see what's happening.
Interesting. Yeah, great. How long have you been living in London?
I've been in the UK since 2004. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, but I came here for university and for studies, and I've been...
What have you brought with you from Sri Lanka that's been important to where you are now?
My childhood was in Sri Lanka, so probably my childhood values, I would say.
What would be value number one?
Integrity, I would say. Or honesty.
Let's jump back into the present. Mm-hmm. You've started an organization called Sustain Credits. Mm-hmm. Say you're in a elevator with an important person from the UN or a large company, and she is able to provide resources to you that you desperately need. What would you say to her?
Think of it like the Uber for sustainability. That's one way. The second way is think of it like a digital currency where people collect currency for doing good that heals the world. And the third way is it's a reward scheme for people to be rewarded for healing activities that heals the world. So things that are broken in the world, it'll, as long as you fix it, so climate is a problem, people can plant trees in their backyard. So essentially it's also a bit like carbon credits, but it's more grassroots.
Okay, so it's a credit. It's like Uber because...
Sort of like same thing like previously, prior to Uber, you had to call a minicab and you had to call and wait for half an hour and all of that. But this is a system, it's a centralized system where anyone can take part. Anyone can become an Earth doctor. An Earth doctor is someone that heals the world. If they do any sort of activity that heals our planet, they get rewarded sustained credits.
Can I become an Earth doctor?
Yeah, definitely. Just go plant a tree in your backyard to capture carbon, or you go on a run, find some plastics and things that are in nature, collect it and dispose of them correctly, and then you send the proof to us. So the proof can be a photo, video. We need the exact location as well for our database.
Okay, if I plant a tree in my backyard, and I enjoy planting trees, one tree, how many credits will I get?
It's five. It depends on the type of tree as well. So a sapling is five, but if it's like a more stable tree, then it's like 10 credits. It's not just for that purpose as well. So you can plant a tree, but if you don't nurture it correctly, it's going to die in a month. So until it's self-sufficient. So you only get a fraction of the credits initially when you plant the trees and you send us proof. And if you want to collect the remaining sustained credits, you'll have to send us more proof in a few months' time or in a year's time. And then you get the full sustained credits into your account.
Okay, I want the five credits, okay? Mm-hmm. So I plant the tree, I get, I don't know, half a credit for a photo.
You get one credit, I think.
One credit, okay. Yeah. And then over a period of time, you will allocate more credits depending on the progress of the tree.
Yeah, and it's the onus is on you to send more proof of work. So again, you know, we are very, very careful about this. Like if you're trying to plant a banana tree, and I think you're based in Germany, it won't work, right? So it's the wrong type of tree for the wrong area.
Don't think so, no. I think banana tree would be a bad choice.
Yeah, so again, it's down to that as well, because you get a lot of people doing the wrong type of thing, you know,
Yeah, so maybe a nice vine or something that will grow and mature. So I've got the five credits. So after a year, the plant is thriving, mm-hmm. and I'm happy. The planet has, I don't know, improved a little bit. What can I do with these five credits?
There are three things you can do. One is you can exchange them for money, which is the simplest solution. So then it's a financial transaction. The second thing is you can donate it. I think you're based in Germany and you know, a relatively wealthy country. And by donating it, you can double the good. And to whom you can donate it would be another Earth doctor somewhere else in the world who is to whom the sustained credits that you have earned means more to you than it would to you. You know, that might be like a day's wage, whereas for you, it might be like a drink or something, right? So that's the second way. And the third way is you can use your sustained credits in the sustainable economy. So you can use it to buy a bicycle, which is more or less sustainable, but you can't use it to buy a car because a car is not necessarily good for the planet.
I probably would donate them, but just say I was in it for the money. What would I get for them, for these five credits?
We issue credits on one side, and on the other side, we have our commercial activity. 80% of all our revenues goes towards the pool for sustained credits. So if we've issued over 25,000 sustained credits.
Okay.
If we've raised, say, £25,000 on the other side, then each sustained credit is worth money, is £1 each. We've just been going for a couple of months now, so we haven't really started our commercial activities yet. So our entry point, however, is the ESG budgets of companies. So companies that are willing to do good.
Could we get to the financial side maybe later on in the conversation? Mm-hmm. But stay with my motivation as a nurse doctor. Mm-hmm. I've had this good feeling because I've planted something and I've seen it grow and I feel as though I'm doing something positive. Yeah, I'm in a rich country and I donate it, so I've doubled the good, as you say. What about if I'm in a country in the global south where the credits are actually important in a monetary sense? Can I live from this?
I mean, there's places that are relatively poor. Like you can think of the shanty towns in Manila, the favelas in Brazil, which also tend to be quite polluted as well. And the idea is that you can deploy people because most of this work can only be done by people. There's no machinery around it. And the idea is people can earn a living wage. We can deploy people that want to heal the world, or nature workers or nature volunteers, and they can be rewarded with sustained credits.
So the people who are actually have a monetary motivation would also have a certain moral hazard to game the system, presumably. How do you see that panning out?
We have a manual process along. So it's a manual verification process. You have the team of environmentalists who will evaluate the work done. So they can always see if something fishy has been going on. But later on, as we scale, then the idea is to bring AI aboard. So you can, there will be a number of verification techniques that will be doable.
Okay. So planting a tree is fairly clear. So there's no, that's all positive. But if you're cleaning something up, maybe you're collecting plastic, then those people will have to actually have something. Those people in the global south will need to have a possibility, an option to dispose of that plastic in a good way. And as I understand it, often the plastic lands in the environment in the first place because those options don't exist. Are you going to build up that infrastructure?
That's a good point, because we have an earth doctor in Thailand and you know they've collected all the plastics and they decided to burn it, and burning is the worst thing you can do. Burning plastic, so that's a problem. So the solution for them is to just collect all the plastics and cover it up, leave it in some place, but not out in nature. So that is an actual real problem. But how we see ourselves is we are not going to get into the operations too much, but we are going to be focusing on one thing. We are the reward system for the sustainable economy. So we will issue sustained credits and all of that, but then there can be other organizations that can sit on top of what we are doing. So we can partner up with other people, and potentially we can issue sustained credits for the correct disposal as well. It's the domain of other organizations, but we just remain the currency of this.
How do you get money into this system? How are you going to back these credits with real money, with fiat currency?
We are the possibilities are endless, unlimited, right? So we can raise money in however way we want or choose. So
it's a free country.
Yeah, exactly, right. So but the underlying premise is, or the theory behind it is, 80% of all our revenues goes towards funding sustained credits, and we function on the 20%. And that's to maintain the systems, to pay our expenses and all of that. So you can raise money from corporations. And so you have the ESG budget. So companies allocate, say, 1% of our revenues or our profits go towards good activities. So we are working ourselves through corporations around that. Okay. Again, with companies, it takes a little bit of time. There's a longer sales cycle and so on. But then there's also the marketing budgets. Now, the marketing budgets are a lot bigger than the ESG CSR budgets, because, again, it's, the whole point of marketing is to sell more product. So there might be a product for marketing as well. For example, if you can see my screen, I've got some pictures of some of our Earth Doctors and all of that. So what we are coming up with is a product called, it's like a copyright, but we call it an Earthright, where people can buy a do-good activity. And so if a company wants to buy that activity, they can feature that on their product marketing. So, for example, this gentleman planting a tree, a company could buy that.
You'll be knocking on the doors of marketing departments and
ESG, yeah, sustainability departments. That's right, one side of it.
Well, and without naming any names, what type of people are you talking to? I mean, supermarkets, or is it more in the fashion?
There's two strategies. There's the smaller SMEs, who are easier. They don't really have the infrastructure to set up a comprehensive ESG department.
Right.
So they are a lot easier, and they're more numerous as well. So collectively, they form part of the strategy. But then you have the big corporations, and those are the ones that I'm knocking on the doors of, because they have lots of PR potential. So the big companies are a little bit more of an aggressive, you know, appeal. You've done all this bad stuff, so why don't you fix it?
Sure.
Type stuff for the PR side of things.
Yeah.
And also things like on social media, companies are forced to respond really quickly. So just asking those questions brings a lot of awareness. They also tend to have a number of followers, activists and all of, and it's all about the awareness game. So that's one of it. But also if we get the endorsement, and it's a longer sales cycle, and it's a different approach as well. So if you get the endorsement, then they have deeper pockets. But collectively, the SMEs are probably worth a lot more than the bigger corporations. From an entrepreneurship side of things, what I'm doing is gathering skin at the moment. So sharpening the axe before I chop down the tree. Well, we don't chop down trees at sustained credits, but
yeah, that's a bad metaphor. So yeah. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. What were you doing beforehand, before sustained credits?
I've been in business since 2010. I used to be a developer. My background is more mathematics and computer science. I used to work for Intel Corporation, the chip company which most computers are powered by. But in 2010, I set up a business in my 20s because I like money. And the quickest way to be rich was to, at that time in my head, was to either work in finance or get into business. And I tried to do both, and the business succeeded. It's been a great journey for about 10 years.
What was your super strength that made that possible?
Innovation and technology, I think. Well, systemized thinking, I think, like as a the computer scientist's view of the solution, whereas most people are industry-led, so they've got all their conditioning and all of that, so it doesn't really work.
So why did you stop this sort of tech stuff and get into an environmental campaign?
This is still tech, because that's why I said it's a digital currency and it's all tech driven, and that's why we don't want to get too much into prescribing things and recycling solutions and all of that. So we try to remain minimalist on the tech side of things. Just to finish off the thread I was telling you about before, I hated what I was doing, so COVID gave me the chance to get rid of all of that, and I spent an entire year reflecting, and I went inside. Not outside, inside as in into my psyche. I got rid of all my friends, not intentionally, but I just became like a monk in the city. And then I came up with the values of the company. And this is also going back to what I first told you about the values, going back to the values that I always found security in or refuge in. And then I decided to create a company that was that, because then all I'm doing is living my values. So the holding company is called Mass for Good, which means Mass stands for Maitri Artha Shastra, which is a Sanskrit word for the science of kindness and wealth. So it's all about doing good. And the mission one of that company is the mission of health. It's improving human health. And there are six offshoots within it. And Sustained Credits is the Nature Health Initiative, because it's an offshoot of that company, the science of kindness and wealth. That's the root of Sustained Credit. The company's constitution is built on Buddhism and Taoism. And there's two verses on Buddhism. One is about rational thought or science, which is the same definition of as the Western definition of science, except that the science must be for good. So you can't really deploy atom bombs, even though that's the pursuit of science, but because it's not ultimately good for humanity. And that's the moral grounding of the company.
Where do you see yourself in 5 months?
Hopefully we'll have our first sale this week. So Sustained Credits will be worth probably a few cents or a few pennies, I think, based on that. Initially, we'll probably have maybe about 100 companies on this. We'll get our app running properly. We'll probably have our marketplace as well, where people, so it's like an Amazon, where people can buy sustainable products. We'll also have our certification for companies.
So there are a lot of moving parts to what you're doing. You've got your financial side, your certification side, you've got your Earth Doctor side. I mean, lots of things going on and lots of plans, and you're sitting in the middle of it. And I think that's a really great story. And the only way that we're going to move forward is when people like you actually go out and do things like this. So I wish you all the success with this. And I understand that it's still young, early days, but go for it.
Yeah, that's fine, man. It's just a matter of time. So I'm purpose-driven now. My purpose is to do good to the world.
That was Lenx from Sustained Credits, telling us about how Earth Doctors are going to heal the world and get rewarded for it. If you want to find out more about Sustained Credits, check out the show notes. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Pristine Ocean Podcast, the podcast that talks to people and projects around the world about the scourge of marine plastic litter.